The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
No one here will go back the same in the name of Jesus. I say no one here will go back the same in the name of Jesus. The grace of God and the favor of God will be upon your life in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. We are grateful to God for bringing us together again this week. It's an anointing service, anointing for elevation, and I know God will elevate somebody in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, let your amen be the loudest. If you are that person, let your amen be the loudest. And as we prepare to go into the anointing, I'll be speaking briefly on our running theme for this month. The mystery of profitable kingdom stewardship. The mystery of profitable kingdom stewardship. The mystery of profitable kingdom stewardship. My prayer for somebody here today is that your stewardship will not be in vain in Jesus' name. You will profit from it in Jesus' name. Open your Bibles with me, beloved, to our text, Job chapter 36. Verse 11, Job chapter 36, verse 11. The Bible says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Somebody say a big amen. Kingdom service or kingdom stewardship is using your divine endowment, such as your skill, your energy, your resources, your talents, for the promotion, expansion, and development of the kingdom of God. When we are talking about kingdom stewardship, we are talking about using your resources, your talents, your giftings, everything that God has given to you for the growth, for the expansion, for the development of the work of God on earth. And how fervent you are in your kingdom stewardship will determine how profitable you will be in life. Your profit is attached to your service. Don't envy anybody in life who is a believer and who is prospering and who is doing well. Find out how they are serving God. Then you understand why they are profiting so much. In your life and destiny, you will not suffer losses again. Who is a servant or who is a steward in God's kingdom? Who is a servant or who is a steward in God's kingdom? Number one, a servant or a steward is anyone serving God and the interests of his kingdom on earth. This person can be a male or female, young or old. Title does not matter in God's kingdom, because your title does not give you an entitlement. You might have a title, and if you are doing nothing, then you get nothing. So your kingdom stewardship or serving God is not about big title. It's about serving God, serving the interests of his kingdom, and doing it consistently and continuously. In the name of Jesus, God will release that grace to you this morning in the name of Jesus. I say God will release that grace to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Important facts about kingdom, about profitable kingdom stewardship. It's a long outline this morning, and I'm trusting God for speed. I might not be able to repeat myself because it's quite long in this first service, but I trust God that God will help me. Important facts about profitable kingdom stewardship. Number one is that kingdom stewardship is not a gift or a calling, but a choice. Joshua 24, verse 15. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 tells us that it is a choice. It is a choice for you to serve God. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were outside of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. So kingdom stewardship is a choice, and is the best choice to make. is the best choice for a believer. Number two important facts about kingdom stewardship is that everyone has equal opportunity to profit from kingdom stewardship, because God is not a respecter of person. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. God is not a respecter of person. No matter your nation, no matter where you are, God does not respect persons. He does not respect individuals. He only respects principles. So if you are a kingdom stewardship in Nigeria, you prosper. If you are a kingdom steward in America, you prosper. If you are a kingdom steward anywhere in the world, you prosper. Because kingdom stewardship offers equal opportunity. Somebody say equal opportunity. Number three important fact about kingdom stewardship is that God does not pay you for your title, but for your labor. God does not pay you for your title. Like I said, there's no entitlement in a title. There's nothing like an entitlement in a title when it comes to the work of God. God pays laborers. God pays those who are active. God pays those who are doing something in this house. He pays them. He pays them physically. He pays them spiritually. He pays them financially. He pays them in every way you can think of. Somebody did a work for me yesterday, and then the person called me after the pastor's prayer last night and said he has not received his pay. I said, what? At 8 p.m. at night, you have not received your pay? I said, I'm going home. Now, immediately I get home. Somebody else was supposed to pay, but I think something went along the line and the person did not pay. I said, tonight, you must send me your account number. I'll pay you. If I say human being, I don't want to owe a single person worldwide, how much more this God that you work for him and he will not pay you? And as I got home last night, quickly look for the account number that he sent to me and wire the money to him instantly. God is not a debtor. God is not a God that you will work for and then you will be begging him, God, and I've been working for you. How come you have not? He's not like that. He's only a human being that can do like that. God can't do like that. And that's why God is very fierce with those who get people to work for them and they don't pay them. In fact, he curses them. So you can't work for God and then you are now saying he did not pay you. It's not possible. Number four, important facts about kingdom stewardship is that you must be faithful to your assignments before you can be paid. Luke 19 verse 17. And he said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done, good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little. Thou hast authority over 10 cities. God pays for faithfulness, not faithfulness. God pays and rewards your faithful stewardship. Maybe after 1 week, maybe after 1 month, maybe after 1 year, he determines the time he will pay. But he will never default in his payment. He will never ever withhold what belongs to you. In this month of August, God will pay you for all your good work in his house. I say, God will pay you for all your good work in his house. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. And that's why we always tell people, when you are in the house of God, it's not only to sit down on the chair, it's to do something. Something consistently, something continuously, something deliberately on a continuous basis. I tell people, I said, if you have been serving God and you have not yet been rewarded, you have not yet served him to the mark. You know what I mean by to the mark? That's like saying it in vernacular. You understand what I'm saying? You have not served him to the level whereby you can be rewarded. Once you serve him to the level where you'll be rewarded, he will not deny you your reward. Number five, important facts about kingdom stewardship is that kingdom stewardship is the quickest way to stardom and relevance. Kingdom stewardship is the quickest way to stardom. It is the quickest way to relevance. Many people are irrelevant in life because they are not serving God, or they were serving before but withdrew their services, and all of a sudden they become so irrelevant in life. If your desire is to possess authority, dominion, and relevance, your service must be continuous. It must be consistent. It must not be aborted. It must not be short-lived. It must not be temporary. It must not be a momentary service. Not that you were serving God when you were a student on campus. Then now you have done your youth service. You have gotten a job. Then you say there's no time to serve God again. The quickest way to relevance, the quickest way to relevance is kingdom service. I have many others here, but for the shortage of time, I will keep that for the second service. Quickly this morning, beloved, examples of people who enjoyed profitable kingdom stewardship. Number one this morning, we'll be looking at is a man called Abraham in Psalm 105 verse 42. Psalm 105 verse 42, the Bible says, for he remembered his promise. And Abraham, his servant. Abraham was that God's servant. Abraham was not a pastor. Abraham was not a prophet, but God tagged him in servant. Abraham was a business mogul. He was a man that had a large business empire with 317 people working for him, like staffs or bodyguards or something, according to Genesis 14 verse 14. He was a robust man in riches, Genesis 13 verse 2. Bible says he was rich in cattle, in silver, in gold. He was a man that was very, very wealthy. So he wasn't a man that you say is a pastor. That's why he was serving God. In fact, let me shock you. Some pastors are not serving God. They are only serving their own bellies. So being a minister or a pastor or whatever you call yourself is not the ultimate. The ultimate is that you are serving this God to the extent that heaven knows you are serving. And let me tell you, you can't be serving and not know. Can you go to the farm and you come back and they say, did you go to the farm? You say, I don't even know if I went to the farm or not. Can you go to the office and come back in the night? They say, did you go to the office today? You say, I don't know. You can't labor and say, am I even working? Please tell me, am I working or not? Because by the time you walk, you will feel it in your body. I've worked for God today. Abraham, the businessman, was a servant of God. And he was stupendously wealthy as a direct result of this. You are the next we'll be talking about. I say you are the next we'll be talking about. I say you are the next we'll be talking about. Say a big amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Don't get it twisted. There is no other quick and fast way to get God's recognition than to be serving Him. There is no other quick way for profitable living except you are serving, because we are actually saved to serve. One of our beloved pastors was teaching here and he said something. He said, everybody is serving something. Everybody is serving something. Is it that you are serving your office alone, or you are serving your children and your husband alone, or you are serving God, or you are serving something? May you not serve mammon. I can't be serving God and also be serving and be bound down for money. Money is supposed to be pursuing you, not that you are pursuing money. Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. That will be your testimony. Beloved, in this first service, I'll be showing us with emphasis on spiritual stewardship. One of the cardinal spiritual stewardship in the house of God that is ever profitable is called prayer. Somebody say prayer. Somebody say prayer. Prayer is the responsibility of every believer. Matthew 6 verse 9 to 10. in this manner. Therefore, pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. What does thy kingdom come mean? Thy kingdom come means, Father, let your kingdom be enlarged. Father, promote your kingdom. That's what he's saying. Thy kingdom come is about the enlargement of the kingdom of God. It's about the salvation of souls of men. It's about the establishment of the souls of men. And that's why the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 18 verse 1 that men always ought to pray and not to faint. We are always expected to pray. And a sizable portion of your prayer should be for the kingdom. When you get to that level, you have moved to a struggle-free zone. Once you become a person that prays for the kingdom of God, the establishment of the kingdom of God, you have entered into a level whereby the struggle of your life has ended. The reason is because anybody that takes the interest of God serious, God takes him serious. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, the B part. So if you take the issue of praying for the kingdom serious, then you have signed up for his blessings. We pray for the establishment of, we pray for the influx of souls of from hell or from the streets into the house of God. We pray that these souls be established and they don't go back into smoking, into drinking, into evil that they were doing before. We intercede for the work of God, for the word to come with power. That was a pastor some time ago. God showed him. He said, let me show you the person, the greatest person in your church. The pastor said, sir, before you show me, I know now. He started mentioning some people's name. God said, no. He said, it's one woman like this. One woman that nobody recognized much in the church in a corner, who is always praying for the church and for you. See, that is the greatest person in the church. And that's why most people don't pray, because prayer is a labor. You labor in prayer. Apostle Paul was talking about, he said, my little children, to whom I labor in prayer. If you really pray regularly, your leg will know it. Your back will feel it. Your voice will feel it. Your eyes sometimes will be like fire. Praying for the advance. Many of us don't really know what Christianity is about. We think Christianity is only about asking God for a brand new ride, or to ask for a ticket to travel abroad, or to ask for a husband, or to ask for twins, or to ask for triplets. All those things are what I call jara. You know, how many of us have gone to buy suya before, and then the suya man is cutting suya and saying, what about jara now? Can I have some? That is what all those things are. They are just extra. The cocoa, the main thing is to pray, and then every other thing just comes. The main thing. May the Lord give us understanding. Praying for the establishment of outreach projects. For example, presently now we are running a project, Operation Come and See, asking people to come to the house of God, to come and see God's glory, to come and see his power, to come and experience his blessings, to come and see something new and feel it and touch it. Praying that this project will be that is how to get God's attention. Not God, oh God, I need the latest. What's the latest iPhone now? iPhone 11. Oh God, I saw an iPhone called iPhone 11. Jesus, where is your face? The God of double. iPhone 11, 1-1. Oh God, release this double unto me. A phone. I gave somebody a free ride yesterday. My driver, I was driving, he was beside, because I wanted to come to church. And then when we got to church, He had forgotten his phone in my car. And I called him back to just give him something. And I said, oh, I left my phone in the car. If he entered taxi, that's how we have forgot the phone inside the taxi. Are you getting what I'm saying? I mean, you are, many of us, what we are pursuing is not what we are supposed to be pursuing. He left the phone in the car. He said, Baba, sir, he was already going. I called him back for something. He opened the car. Phone me. My phone. If he entered taxi, that is how he would have forgotten the phone inside the taxi. And you know, it will take special prayer for anybody to return anybody's phone at this time. Surely if the person is not born again, the person will just be saying, weekend blessing. Weekend blessing. And then the person goes to, you know where they sell it? Here. I don't want to mention the place. Go to that place, sharp, sharp. And guys, what's up now? Well, yeah, let's flip. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is somebody with me this morning? If you can pray, all those things are small. They are small. He owns everything. God owns everything. Psalm chapter 2 verse 8. Ask of me and I shall give thee the hidden for thy inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. I will give you everything. Just be praying concerning my kingdom. Everything you are looking for, I possess them. So, all those things, they are small, small things. But I want you to be engaged in prayer. I want you to be fervent in the place of prayer. For my kingdom. For the expansion of my kingdom. I was telling the leaders last week. I said, as a result of what is going on, they closed some of the churches of our fathers. And I said, in my spirit, nobody spoke to me. I just said, we just continue praying and indefinite fasting until those churches are closed, are open. Beg your pardon. They are open. Because a good son is not at ease when his father is not comfortable. If you see a son that is very at ease, his father is on the sick bed or is not okay and he's spending money in a party, he's a senseless person. And that same Sunday, the church was open. Until you are ready to engage yourself in prayers, you have not yet ready for profitable kingdom stewardship. Until you are ready to pray, Jesus, establish souls in this kingdom. Jesus, as many trust in you for the fruit of the womb. Jesus, in this commission, give them children. Oh God, as many youths that are due for marriage. Oh Jesus, connect them with their spouses. Oh God, all our students that have traveled. Oh God, be with them. We will not hear bad news. Jesus, where is your face concerning this Wednesday service? Jesus, send your word. Let the communion heal people. Jesus, let sickness drop. That's how to get God's attention. 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 Friends, my prayer for you is that what we are teaching this morning, you will imbibe. Because we have, by God's privilege, we have profited from these things. And as a good father, it's good to teach what you have profited from for those who are ready to learn. Because I have learned by instruction. No matter what you do, some people will never, ever be able to assess it because they are not ready. Because all these things I'm saying takes responsibility. You have to be responsible to wake up in the night to pray for the church, to pray for the people, to pray for your department. Father, as we sing today in the choir, Jesus, grant us success. You know, sometimes the choir, you will notice that you do a lot of rehearsals. And then when you come, you know, it might not be exactly the way you expected it to be. Have you ever seen that kind of thing before? It's because the prayer was not enough. It's because the prayer was not enough. If your desire is profitable kingdom stewardship, rise up to pray for him. Rise up in your spirit to pray for him. Pray for his kingdom. Pray for journey mercies for those who travel. Pray for enlargement of the kingdom. Pray the wicked out of the church. Pray that powers of darkness sent against the church of God be silent. That's how to get God's attention. Quickly, as I round up in this first service, vital keys to profitable kingdom prayers. I'll just give us five of them and we'll go into the anointing session. vital keys for profitable kingdom prayers. Number one, your prayer must be specific. Just like Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with sorrow." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me. And that thy hand might be with me, and thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. That specific prayer. Don't pray ambiguous prayer. Don't pray ambiguous prayer. Some time ago, I told pastors, I said, "Don't pray for me again that God bless our pastor, let him have money." That's not the prayer I need. The prayer I need is prayer for a new grace and new anointing. Once you have an anointing, you have the grace. God will bless you with money. Let your prayer be specific. Don't say, "Oh God, just do something, do something." What do you want him to do in the church? What do you want him to do? Your prayer must be specific. Somebody say specific. Specific. You mistakenly, somebody did not tell you has problem. You mistakenly smelt that the person has problem. The problem becomes your own. Many of you here, many of the attacks we go through is because of you. Because of praying concerning your matter. And the devil say, "What is the problem? Why are you interfering in this matter? This person is supposed to be banned for life." And then there is a contention. But eventually, God wins. We will always win through God in Jesus' name. I say we will always win through God in Jesus' name. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Number two, vital key for profitable kingdom stewardship is that it must be done consistently and continuously. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Don't pray today and refuse to pray till another 1 week. Pray without ceasing. Your prayer for God's kingdom must be continuous. It must be consistent. It must be a prayer that is all like a prayer that you just have like few hours break, you pray again. A prayer that almost every time you pray, continuous and consistent. I told you the story before many years ago. This was many, many years ago. I was working in a particular organization, one of the biggest financial institutions in Nigeria now. And work was so much that there's no time to pray. But I realized something. There's no way you can tell your staff not to go and wee-wee. No matter how difficult the work is, if I tell you I want to go and wee-wee, at least if it is 10 minutes or 5 minutes, or two, you must release me. So when it's time to wee-wee, I use my wee-wee time for prayer time. I lock myself in the toilet, and as I'm wee-weeing, I am whistling to heaven. Praying for the kingdom of God, praying for the advancement of his kingdom, and doing this and doing that. And by the time I come out, you can't say, why did you spend 5 minutes or why did you spend 3 minutes in the toilet? For a person that loves to pray, there's no limitation. You pray in the plane, you pray in the train, you pray in the car, you pray on Okada or Achaba, anywhere. Vital keys for profitable kingdoms. Number three, key is that your prayer must be fervent. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. Prayer, your prayer must not be just a jagged prayer, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Someone say fervent prayer. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of what? The righteous. What? Availeth much. Effectual prayer. Fervent prayer. Not just casual prayer. Not just ordinary prayer. Effectual, fervent prayer of the right. James chapter 5 verse 16. Effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. It must avail. Your prayer will avail. I say your prayer will avail. I say your prayer will avail. I say your prayer will avail. effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. So let your prayer be fervent. Don't pray casual prayer. Don't pray casual prayer. Your prayer must be fervent. Not the prayer that you are praying and you have received more than 5 or 6 phone calls. Why praying? You are praying, you have received more than 5 or 6 phone calls. Why praying? Fervent. It must be a fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. Our pastors know, you don't call me more than once or maximum of twice. If I don't pick, if you keep calling, you are in my trouble. Pastor Bojibi never calls me more than once. Once you call me once, he knows I'm a very responsible person. I will see your musical and call you back. But to keep calling me, what do you mean? Effectual prayer. Even my wife never calls me more than once or maximum of twice. After that, she pauses because she knows something is going on. Effectual fervent prayer. You are intense. Jesus, where is your face on this matter? Oh God, concerning this lady, she's due, oh God. She's due. Let her deliver safely. Oh Jesus, all the pregnant women in your church, let them deliver safely. Jesus, exams are coming for this student. Grant them the grace to succeed, oh God. Oh God, in the outreach of Saturday, do wonders. This cell must grow. Enough of stagnation. That's how to get God's attention. Kingdom stewardship prayer will always profit you. And can I tell you this? You can't pray for something and lack it. You can't pray for something and lack it. You can't pray for something and lack it. It's not possible that you are praying for somebody to deliver safely. Then on the day you now get pregnant, you now start struggling. Mm-mm. Impossible. You are praying for the intervention in a marriage and then your own marriage has problem. Mm-mm. Mba. It won't happen. Because whatever you give, you don't lack it. Hello. Whatever you give, you don't lack it. Number 4, vital key to profitable kingdom prayers is that it must be with faith. Mark 11:24 explains that to us, that when you pray, it must be with faith. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall receive them. Your prayer must be a prayer of faith. If you go back to verse 23, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said, he shall receive them. He shall receive them from the Lord. So when you are a person of faith, your prayers are naturally answered easily. So when you pray in faith, those prayers are easily answered. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. And of course, where we stop this morning, vital keys for profitable kingdom prayers is that you must engage the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:6. Acts 2:6. Don't just be praying. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you because you don't know how to pray as you ought. It is the Holy Spirit that helps us. He makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Ensure you ask for the assistance. Someone say assistance. Because a lot of times we are tired. The flesh is willing. The spirit is willing. But the body is what? It's weak. Your spirit is willing to pray. But a lot of times we are tired. We are weak. We have stressed ourselves during the day. Yet you want to pray night prayer. Or you feel sleepy. Yet you want to pray night prayer. Or you want to pray during the day. When you ask for the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to pray. Help me to be fervent in the place of prayer. Don't allow the lockdown that was concluded to lock down your prayer life. If it is locked, the anointing of today will blast that lock away in Jesus' name. If your prayer life has been locked down as a result of the anointing of this morning, that lock shall be destroyed. And your prayer life will fly again. I can hear your amen. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. As I conclude, beloved, it's an anointing service, anointing for elevation. When we are talking about elevation, the anointing is a force for your elevation. Because the anointing is a force that breaks the yoke of stagnation. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. If you look at the scriptures very well, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13, 1 Samuel 16 verse 13, when Samuel poured the oil on the head, on the horn, took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, the Bible said a spirit came upon his life, changed. As God liveth, the oil coming on your head today will change your life. David before that time was a nobody, was a shepherd boy. In fact, when they called for the brothers who will be king, they forgot David. When they sent for people who are qualified, Eliab was there, Shammah was there, other brothers were there, they forgot David. He lacked something. He lacked the anointing. But immediately, God chose him for elevation. The first thing they did to David is to pour something on his head. The oil blessed by God through his servant, because they don't tell us that God came down to pour oil on his head. He sent the Samuel. And I'm the Samuel God has sent to you this morning. And then he had faith in God. Can I tell you this, beloved? You can never profit from a servant of God you don't believe in. And that has been the problem of many. We are so free with each other. Forget it. The Bible says Jesus could not do much miracles when he went to his own house. Why? They did not believe. Anointing. We have been collecting anointing before. I'm not talking of the anointing of last month, 10 months, 1 year. I'm talking of fresh one. Someone say fresh one. That is for your elevation. As my God liveth, you will not stay on the same level again. Nobody that saw you where you were 10 months ago will see you where you are, the same place again by the end of this month in Jesus' name. Where you were 7 months ago, 5 months ago, 15 months ago, by the time August 2020 will end, nobody will see you there again. You would have taken a flight. Your life would have shifted to a new level. Your life would have shifted to a new level. Your life would have shifted to a new level. Somebody say a big amen. So the anointing oil is a medium for the shift of life. And if you can believe the one that sent us here this morning, if you can believe him, then you are certain to change levels. My prayer is that your life will never be the same again. Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed this morning, shout a big hallelujah. If you can clap your hands, come on, give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy of our praise. Thank you,
Lord. Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.